competitively. That was a serious national sport back home, man. You know, I didn't go to any like fun summer camp, space camp. My dad sent me to a ping pong training camp in Guangzhou, China. I almost died. It was 100 kids competing for one spot on the national team. It was basically Fortnite with ping pong paddles. We took that seriously though. My dad would take me to every practice, every tournament game, and he always tried to give me a pep talk before every game. But you know, Asian parents, they're way too honest. So every pep talk just turned into an insult. Like he'll come up to me and be like, Jimmy, you're going to play well, okay? Even though you're slow, even though you're weak, and you'll suck. And then he would just walk away. I was very good at math. That's a big Asian stereotype. I think there's some truth to that, not because of some weird genetic thing, just because our parents care so much more about mathematics and academics, right? You guys seen it? You guys seen those like Kumon Learning Centers in those strip malls, right? Right? Kumon Learning Centers, for you guys that don't know, are basically detention camps for young Asian children. You can tell that place is kind of f***ed up by the look of its logo. Because it's supposed to be a smiley face, but it's not really smiling. It's just like, man. My parents were way too cheap to send me to Kumon. They got a different strategy. They never let me use a calculator until I turned 15, so I can work on my brain function. That's an old school Chinese strategy. You know, so when I turned 15, it was a very special occasion. It was basically my quinceañera. My dad just gave me a TI 83 plus. And he looked me in the eyes, and he was like, you're a woman now, okay? But when you're a kid, when your parents tell you can't do something, what do? You rebel, right? So when I was 14 years old, I stole my brother's calculator, I stole Roy Rogers' calculator, and I locked myself in my room, and I started rebelling. I started doing math homework. Other kids were like f***ing around with like alcohol and drugs. I was f***ing up some problems, you know? Locked myself in a room. I was just punching in numbers. I was like, oh man, this feels great, you know? It's so wrong. It's awesome. My dad was pissed. He was knocking the outside of the door. He doesn't like locked doors in the house. And he was screaming. He was like, Jimmy, what are you doing inside? Come out right now. I know you're using a calculator. Come out right now. I was so scared. I didn't know what to do. And he unlocked the door and he came in. I went into full panic mode, so I just threw away the calculator and I pulled down my pants. I was like, Dad, I was just jerking off. And he came in and he looked at me and then he looked at the math homework. And he was like, good, very good. Very good. You must have really liked math. That's good. Keep it up. Because there's nothing that will make your Asian father more proud than to see his son jerk off to his math homework.
My daddy-o. My dad's so cool. I'm gonna tell you a little bit about my dad. My dad is like Mr. Cool Guy, like life of the party, you know what I mean? Like super athletic, like really into sports. Like, my dad's the kind of guy who watches a boxing match on TV as if he is in the boxing match on TV. You know what I mean? Like, he'll watch it like this. It's like, whoa, Dad, are you winning? He got us involved in sports when we were younger, but not like the legit way. Only if it was free to sign up and you got a free t-shirt to play. Because if you had to pay for a uniform, forget it, you can't be on that team. For instance, I ran track and field growing up, but I wasn't on a track team. My dad would just take me to the track meets on Saturday morning and sign me up. I was the only one with my number on binder paper. It would look like this. Lane 1, Lincoln High School, blue and gold. Lane 2, Gunderson High School, brown and gold. Lane 3, Angela. And some jeans, a t-shirt, and a pair of flip-flops. I didn't know what I was doing. I wasn't trained properly. Everybody else is lined up and they're professional, like, I'm a runner, this is how you start position, except for me, because I was up there like this. Everybody on the side is telling me, like, get down. Get down in the position. I'm like, why? Why am I gonna get down? I gotta get back up to start running. I wasn't trained properly. Sure enough, the race starts, the gun goes off, everybody takes off running, except for me. I'm hiding. I thought it was a drive-by. I don't know what's happening. I was really into wrestling growing up. WWF. Right? Before it was WWE. You know what I mean? Like some old school wrestling, like some Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Ultimate Warrior, Rider Roddy Piper, Million Dollar Man, Tugboat, Earthquake, Demolition, Bushwhacker. I was 7 years old into wrestling, right? You know when a kid does something good in school, you give him like a toy or a prize or something, right? Well, I'm 7. I got good grades one time. And my dad surprised me with tickets to go see WWF at the arena. It was the best day in all the 7 years I had lived up to that point. It was so cool. Me, my sister, and my dad went to the arena. My mom painted our faces like Legion of Doom. We walked into that arena like we were Legion of Doom. Like they're gonna tag team us in accidentally. You know, the wrestlers come out, right? And they run to the ring and everybody's trying to get a high five from the wrestler. Well, I'm the littlest one trying to get a high five, talking about, I saw Jim Duggan! I saw Jim Duggan! Right here! Right here! Right here! But he didn't see me.
I didn't know we were broke, man. I didn't know we were broke until I was about like 13. That's when the reveal happened. Because I volunteered at a neighborhood food drive and one of the bags was for my family. Imagine my surprise. I showed up, I was like, who are we helping today? They're like, help yourself, Gina. Grab a bag. Get out of here. We had a good time growing up, though, man. We always had a lot of dogs in my house because my grandmother would always pick up stray dogs, which became my attitude towards men. That's right. I see some guy wandering the street. I'm like, are you lost, buddy? Huh? Are you lost? You want to come home with me? Huh? I have bacon at my house. We fed our dogs rice and beans just like us. The dogs would look at us like, damn, are we broke too? Like, what's going on? What's going on with this situation? One thing was great, we had to be creative. Like me and my siblings, when we would play games, we had to play broke people games. Yeah, I see some of y'all chuckling. You guys know exactly what I'm talking about. Broke people games are games that don't require toys or money. You just had to be creative. Right, like we had this one game we used to play called Adventure. It was just us walking around a tree. You had to hold on to the tree because if your foot touched the floor, you were out. That was the adventure part. Played another game called Paperball. You crumble up a paper, you throw it to somebody, you got to keep it in the air because if it hits the floor, you're out. The floor was an integral part of many broke people games. Which is why The Floor is Lava is a historically broke person game. Some of these games are passed down from broke generation to broke generation. The Floor is Lava is one of those games. If you played The Floor is Lava and you had money, you were appropriating broke culture, and we don't appreciate that. Go to a theme park. You got the money. why you gotta take from us? We weren't broke forever. I feel like people always panic when I say that we were broke. We weren't broke forever. My parents are Latinos. They worked really hard to get us out of that situation. You know, we went from broke to, okay, we doing all right. To, oh, we got some money now. Then back down to, okay, we doing all right. Because when broke people get money, they don't know what to spend it on. You spend it on your fantasies. We got a little bit of money, and my dad bought a boat. We lived in the South Bronx. Where shall we sail, Papa? Shall we follow the pissy smell to the Isle of Manhattan? Let us away to sail.
I have two sisters. One's a doctor, one's a lawyer, and I'm this. I'm doing dry bar comedy. My mom hates me. My mom's favorite day of the year is Halloween because for one day a year, her son's a doctor. Which is very mean. My mom said, "Nah, dude." Every time I upset her, she makes me do weird stuff, like a punishment that I don't even see coming until it happens. Last year, she made me take my cousin trick-or-treating for Halloween. I was like, of course I will. I don't care. I love Halloween. Let's go. I go pick up my cousin, 11-year-old Indian kid. You know what he's dressed like? A Slurpee. I wanted to knock the straw off his head. I'm like, why are you dressed like a Slurpee? You're Indian. People make fun of us about this. Why would you decide to dress yourself up like a Slurpee? But I couldn't say any of that because I was dressed like Aladdin. I could say nothing. I was like, just hop on the carpet. It's gonna be a long ride. It's the worst. My mom is the boss of my family, though. I can't say no to her. My mom is the, my dad. I didn't realize how useless my dad was until I was 8 years old when I asked him for some permission. He apparently had no authority of giving me while my mom was out of the house grocery shopping, right? I'm 8 years old, dude. I go up to my dad. I'm like, hey, dad, can I go play in the sprinklers? He's like, you want to go play in the sprinklers, buddy? You go ahead. You have a good time. Don't you worry, buddy. Don't you worry. I was like, I wasn't worried until you said that 3 times, Father. But now I'm very worried. Thank you. 5 minutes later, I'm the sprinklers having the time of my life. And then guess who shows up? I don't know. Or my mom, like a falcon. She just lands at a sidewalk, pissed. She just shows up. She's like, hey, what do you think you're doing? I was like, I'm playing in the sprinklers. She's like, who told you? Point them out. Who told you? I would like to meet the person that told you. I just want to say hello to the person that said it was okay to play in the sprinklers. Can I meet him, please? Can I, please? I'm like, Mom, Dad told me I could play in the sprinklers. Relax. She's like, oh! You asked your father for permission. You might as well have asked a banana. A banana, bro. And then my dad sells me out because he's scared of my mom, right? She's like, did you tell him he could play in the sprinklers? He's like, I don't even know this guy. Who is this guy? I'm like, it's your son, Father. Source. My mom just learned how to start text messaging people, and by people I mean me. My mom text messages me the most useless text messages in the history of text messages. I got one from her the other day, I swear to you, this is what it said, verbatim. I whip it out, it says, oh my God, the remote is not working. It goes on, same text, same thread. I think it is broken, beta. Oh, wait, never mind. I have fixed it. Don't you worry, buddy. Don't you worry. I'm like, Mom, I come home like, why would you send this after you fixed a remote? Why does your text messages have Indian accents? I don't like any of this.